So it was the summer of 1565 when the Spanish settlers arrived here at what became the city of St. Augustine. It was on September 8th, the birthday of our Blessed Mother, that they celebrated the first Mass. The first true Thanksgiving celebrated in our land was the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, September 8th, 1565. It was only a couple of decades later that the Spanish settlers came and they brought an image of the Nursing Mother and they built a shrine there on the grounds in St. Augustine. And so she's been here with us since then. What has become the oldest shrine in what is now the United States of America. And what a beautiful blessing it is for us that when our Heavenly Father desired for the people of this land to have a cherished image of our Blessed Mother, He sent us the Nursing Mother. What a beautiful and tender image that is, as she's holding the Christ child in her lap, nursing, feeding, nurturing. Our Blessed Mother is an image of the church. And so what our Blessed Mother in the image is doing to the Christ child, Mother Church does for each one of us. She tenderly embraces us in her arms, and like a caring mother, nourishes us, feeds us, nurtures us. This is the role that Mary plays in our life. She teaches us what Mother Church does for us. And what a beautiful idea this is. Like, this is the image that God the Father wanted us to have. Of all the different images and titles of our Blessed Mother that we know throughout the church, throughout the world, this is ours. And I hope that we're all familiar with what's called the Sacred Acre in St. Augustine, the land that marks the commemoration of where the settlers came across and landed and celebrated that first Mass. And throughout those first couple of centuries, there were many men who lost their life for the faith in that area. The Florida martyrs are there in that area, extending from St. Augustine all the way to Mobile, as the Catholics were confronted and martyred for the profession of the one true faith. It's right here, so close to us, in the heart of our diocese. It's a beautiful place for pilgrimage. It was in that place today where Mother Church crowned this image. And so this is a day of great rejoicing, a day of great historical significance for us. So when we look at this short passage of the gospel, of what this woman exclaimed, that blessed is your natural mother, the one who gave birth to you, the one who fed you at her breast. Blessed is that woman. And Jesus says, well, rather, blessed is the one who hears the word of God and observes it. On first reading, if we don't know the whole story, it might sound like he's being dismissive of his Blessed Mother. But if we know the story, we know that she fulfilled that perfectly, the one who heard and observed. So not only is she great and blessed because she's the Mother of God, but also because she's the chief disciple, the main disciple, the model of our faith, of what we're called to do. To hear the word of God, to listen to him, and then to observe it. You know, as faithful Catholics, we are called, we're expected to be obedient to Holy Mother Church, to God the Father. The word obey means to hear and to do. It comes from the same word, not two separate actions, but the continuation of one. I hear and I do. And our Blessed Mother is the model of that. What tradition tells us is when she was 3 or 4 years old, she was presented to the temple to live as a consecrated virgin in dedication to the service of the temple. And at some point in her early teenage years, she was betrothed to Joseph, and we know the rest of the story. But when that angel appeared to her, what we call the Annunciation, her response was, yes, whatever you want, I want it too. When you want it, I want it. How you want it, I want it. Why you want it, I want it. This was the disposition of our Blessed Mother. And this is why we venerate her. This is why we call her the model of our faith, so that we too When the Lord appears to us, when the Lord makes his will known for our lives to us, we too can say, yes, whatever you want, I want it too. And if you've seen the images of the Annunciation, so often Our Lady is there holding a book, studying the scriptures, and the angel is speaking to her. So she's listening to the word of God through her reading, and she's listening to the message of God through the message of the angel. And she goes forward with God's plan for her life. This is what we're all called to do. And then this is where we can look at the readings from Holy Mother Church, who just in God's providence, the gospel allows us to see this as well. I was thinking, I remember back in eighth grade, my math teacher had a sign on the board. No one is totally useless. They can always be used as a bad example. I don't necessarily endorse that phrase, but it stuck with me all these years later. Because the gospel that Mother Church would have given us today is the story of the rich young man. And I hope just by saying that, some of you are familiar with that story and what happened when he encountered Jesus. It says Jesus was setting out on a journey. A man ran up, knelt down before him and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And it goes on, and Jesus says, "You know what to do. Keep the commandments." The man said, "I've been doing that since I was a kid." And Jesus looked at him, and it says he loved him. He looked at him, and he loved him, and said, "Well, you lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me." And the man's response, this is where the bad example comes in. He walked away. He hung his head down in sadness because he had many possessions. And it goes on to say, then it seems impossible to get to heaven. And Jesus says, yes, for man it's impossible, but for God nothing is impossible. He says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven. But for God, nothing is impossible. He says, no one who has given up everything for my sake won't receive it back with abundance in this life and in the life to come. But he adds, in this life with persecutions. And so we have these two examples, Our Lady who said yes and this young man who said no. This Our Lady who was willing to give up everything, who gave up everything and received everything in return, and this young man who walked away sad. So which one are you? Who is your model in these stories? Have you allowed Jesus to break into your life, to invite you into a life of radical discipleship? Some of you, this might be the actual invitation you will receive or have received to actually give up everything and live in radical poverty following him wherever he leads you. For centuries, many people desired to live that way. But sadly, in our current economy, our current market, many people walk away sad because they have many possessions. And they're unwilling to do the hard work that requires us to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Many of us have put our security in the things of this world. And we're unwilling to trust, to take the risk, to be vulnerable with the Lord and allow him to lead our life. So many of us have a just in case this doesn't work out. Or he's not really so serious about that. Jesus invited this young man to follow him. To follow him along the journey. Not just follow him on a social media account because he posts nice pictures. Not just follow him because you like the same football team. Follow him. Jesus was on a journey, the gospel says. And we know the story. At this point, his journey was taking him to Jerusalem. And what was Jerusalem? The crucifixion. Death. Jesus was on his journey to death, and he said, "Come follow me." Each time Jesus looks at you and loves you and says, "Come follow me," he's inviting you to follow him to the cross. This is the with persecutions that he promises us. And this is why so many of us delay our response or deny our vocation because we're afraid to suffer. We are afraid of those persecutions. But the only way to inherit eternal life, and this is what the young man said, how do I inherit eternal life? Jesus says, then die to this world and live with me. He was unwilling to do it. Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to die to everything this world promises so that you can have true life, which is what your heart yearns for, which is what you were made for, and which is what we can enjoy when we live according to God's law, when we hear His word and obey it, when we're faithful to Holy Mother Church, when we allow her to nurture us, to nourish us, to feed us. Think about all the many influences in your life. Who are you listening to? Who are you obeying? Which words are you observing? Where's Jesus fit in that? This young man, he had a hunger. Maybe he was just checking boxes and was looking for one more box to check. But something inside of him drew him out to ask this question, what must I do for eternal life? Have you asked that question? Have you taken the risk to interrupt Jesus along his journey? Gotten down on your knees, did him homage and said, good teacher, what must I do? Will you have that opportunity this evening? As Jesus will be coming here on the altar, and as you come forward to receive Holy Communion, and some of you will actually be kneeling down in front of Jesus, will you allow him to look at you and to love you? Will you allow him to tell you the one thing that you're not letting go of? Because it's probably not money, but it might be resentment. It might be guilt and shame for something you did so many years ago that you can't forgive yourself. It might be holding on to that pain when you got hurt all those years ago. It might be the expectations you placed upon yourself or your children or your parents. It might be something that's hardening your heart. Jesus says, let that go. Are you willing? Will you allow the God of the universe to look at you lovingly and say, come follow me? Will you be like the rich young man and walk away sad because you have many possessions? Or will you allow our Blessed Mother to be your model of faith? And when you hear that invitation, will you say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Amen.